Hello there, Blind Cool Tech. This is David, also known as DJD when I post to the mailing list. I'd like to welcome you to this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I'm glad you guys could join me for a little bit. And on my last podcast that I brought to BCT, I did a tutorial on the DSP Sam Encoders plugin for Winamp, a plugin that is being developed to support a new streaming format called AAC+. And in my last tutorial, we spent quite a bit of time going through that program. Now, that program is not free, and so I wanted to see if I could find for you guys a plugin that would be a little bit more functional than the one that Shoutcast.com offers, and still give you the support for the AAC Plus streaming and archiving of your shows, while the DSP Sam Encoders software from SpatialAudio.com is being developed. Because apparently they're a little bit more concerned right now about making developments on their main flagship product, Sam Broadcaster, which unfortunately is not JAWS-friendly. So those of us who use the DSP Encoders plugin and maybe another tool called Simplecast, which they make, are going to have to wait a little bit. Well, I found a plugin for Winamp that is not quite as polished as the DSP Sam Encoders plugin, but it is free and does work fairly well with JAWS and is fairly easy to set up. It used to not be this way, but apparently they have made some developments, because I've known about this plugin for quite some time. It's called the Oddcast DSP plugin for Winamp, and you can download it at www.oddsock.org. That's oddsock.org. This tutorial should be a little bit shorter than the last one I did, since there is not as much to go through, and it is not nearly as complicated. But then again, it's a free plugin, and therefore it probably is not going to support as many features as you might expect a paid one to. Before I get into this tutorial and how to use this plugin, I would like to let you know if you'd like to contact me, you can reach me in one of two ways. You can reach me by email at the address the_podcaster. That's T-H-E, the underscore, then podcaster, P-O-D-C-A-S-T-E-R, at WDJM3.com. That's the_podcaster at WDJM3.com. Okay, folks, you can also get me on my comment line if you have any other questions about this tutorial or the last tutorial I did or anything else regarding these things that I've put together. My comment line is 206-495-6555. That's 206-495-6555. And that's how you can reach me there. Okay, let's get on to installing this plugin, which, as I said, can be downloaded at www.oddsock.org for anybody that's interested in obtaining it, oddsock.org. And it's on version 3.1.9. So that is the latest version of the plugin. I am using JAWS 7.1, the fifth and final beta, to play around with this. And I have slowed down the speech so that anybody who is not a fast JAWS user can still follow what I'm doing. So first I'm going to go to my download folder and install this plugin and take you through the setup of it.
Start menu, set program, R, leaving menus, run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, at C, call back, D, O, L, A, D, enter, download, list, V, O, Oddcast 3, Winamp 3.1.9, X.
It's Oddcast Winamp. There's two versions of it on their site. There's the one for Winamp, which we're going to use, and a standalone version, which is just a basic application. I recommend using the one for Winamp, because I think you'll have a little bit more success with it, and it will integrate into your setup. However, if you do have the standalone version, or use multiple DSP plugins for Winamp, instead of having to use the DSP Stacker plugin, which allows you to run multiple ones at the same time, it might work. I'm not really sure. I haven't used the standalone one. I've stuck with the Winamp version. So if you want to try the standalone one, be my guest. The boxes and the configurations are pretty much the same. So let me go ahead and install this Winamp version
Oddcast
for you now.
Oddcast 3 Winamp, enter, open file, security warning, tab, app, bit app, run tab, shift space, list.
Here we go. The plugin setup
Oddcast
is now
beginning. Oddcast 3 DSP for Winamp setup, license agreement, dialog.
Note this is the standard license
app,
agreement.
I agree
we'll
button.
Hit space on I agree.
Space, preview, Oddcast V3 DSP plugin for Winamp checked, 1 of 7.
All right, these are the list of things that will be installed with this plugin, and we can check or uncheck any of them. Now, obviously, the first one,
Oddcast V3 DSP plugin for Winamp checked.
We need that to be checked, because obviously, if we don't have it checked, we won't be broadcasting. Let's down arrow.
Base audio DLLS checked.
Base audio DLLS checked. I would leave that alone. Down arrow.
OGFLAC DLLS checked.
OGFLAC DLLS checked. That needs to be left alone. Let's down arrow.
Vorbis 1.1 DLLS checked.
Vorbis 1.1 DLLS. Now, I personally am not streaming to any kind of a Vorbis server, which involves Icecast and OGG streaming. You're welcome to keep that if you are using OGG for any kind of an Icecast station or server, but where I use Shoutcast servers for my broadcasting and my shows, I'm going to leave that. I'm going to uncheck it so that it doesn't get installed with my plugin. Let's down arrow.
Vorbis 1.1 out 2 VB 4.5.1 DLLS, specially tuned DLLS not checked.
And that's not checked. Now, I don't know if that was dependent on the last OGG thing that we just came across, but it's unchecked, and I'm going to leave it that way since I don't want anything OGG related on here. Let's down arrow.
Lame encoder DLL for MP3 encoding not checked.
Now, this is if you want to stream in the MP3 file format, this lame encoder, but I would not bother installing the one that comes with this plugin, because I have found that if you copy the lame ENC DLL file and the ENC AAC plus.dll files from your plugins folder in Winamp over to the main directory, and I'll explain what that's all about in just a second, I think you'll get better audio quality. So I'm going to leave that unchecked as well.
Awk encoder DLL for awk encoding not checked.
AAC DLL for AAC encoding. Actually, there's a plus next to it, but my JAWS is not reading the punctuations here, it appears. But no, you definitely do not want to install either of these. So let's move on and install what we need to, and then I can explain to you what I meant by copying over the two DLLs. Let's go on.
Tab, back button, tab, next button.
Let's go to next and hit space.
Space, destination folder edit, C / program files / Winamp.
Now it will actually go into your plugins directory in Winamp. Don't be misled by this. But it says that it's going to be in C program files Winamp. It will actually go into your plugins directory. Don't bother to change it because it won't accomplish anything. Let's go
tab,
install button.
Space 9%, 100%, close button.
And we're done.
Space download.
Now, as I was saying, for some reason, in order for this plugin to work, it requires that any encoding DLLs you want to work with, such as the ENC AAC Plus or the lame ENC DLL files, both located in the plugins folder of Winamp, have to be copied into the main Winamp directory. Again, there really is no explanation why. I have not found any on the website. I haven't read through their documentation extensively, so it's possible that there is a reason for it. But that's how I have gotten this to work, and that's how I'm going to show it to you. So before we go ahead and launch the plugin and attempt to configure things, let us go ahead and copy the two files we need into the Winamp directory.
Start menu, R, leaving menu.
Heading over there
now.
Okay, we're in the Winamp folder. So first we're going to go into the plugins folder and get the ENC AAC plus.dll file so that we have the option of streaming with that format. This is what it'll sound like with Eloquence when you find the file you need.
Encoc plus DLL.
Let's copy that
selection
over.
Alt tab, Winamp, list view, pasted from clipboard.
And it's pasted now in the Winamp main directory. Let's head over now and get the lame ENC DLL so we have the option of streaming in MP3.
Alt tab, blue, L, lameenc, DLL.
Lameenc, DLL, that's what we want. We'll copy that.
Copy selection to clipboard. Alt tab, Winamp, list pasted from clipboard.
In. And there we go. So those two files are copied, so now when we create a new connection for broadcasting, we should have no problems getting one of these formats to appear.
Alt tab, blue gen,
let's get
alt
out of
four,
this
Winamp, list, alt
and
F4,
run Winamp
untitled,
and get this going.
Start E, W, Windows, W, WinRAR, W, WebRoot, W, Windows, W, Winamp, enter, what's Winamp, enter, leaving menus, start button, for screen sensitive help, press JAWS key.
Okay, we have Winamp 5.23 running. And I'm going to hit Control-P to bring up the Preferences dialog box so that we can get the DSP plugin that we need to run.
Winamp Preferences dialog, 313 view, DSP effect, 4 of 6, tab, close tab, DSP effect plugin. The plugin selected below will be active and will usually modify the sound being played. Select none if you do not wish to use a DSP effect plugin. List box, Oddcast DSP V3, DSP Oddcast V3, DLL 2 of 3.
Okay, well, it shows this plugin for me as being here, because I've been experimenting with this plugin for a while, but what will normally happen for you guys is if you've never had this plugin installed or never had any DSP plugins set up, it will say none for the DSP plugins that are selected, and you will have to down arrow to get the Oddcast one highlighted. When you highlight the DSP Oddcast plugin, this is what will happen.
Oddcast V3 dialog, edit button.
Oddcast V3 dialog edit button. That's what will come up. And we need to configure this plugin If you're a first-time user of it, like we are going to be for this tutorial, before closing the preferences box in Winamp, if you go over to the preferences box and hit close, for some reason, this plugin box disappears and becomes deselected. I don't understand it. It may be a bug with the program. Like I've said, this needs a little bit of polishing up, I believe. But like I said, this is a free plugin, and it's not like the DSP encoders where they're charging, so we sort of have to deal with what we've got. In any case, it says edit button. We don't want to touch that button right now. What we want to do is tab.
Tab, auto connect, checkbox not checked.
Auto connect, checkbox not checked, which would mean that every time Winamp was run, if this plugin was highlighted, it would connect to the servers you have set up automatically, and we definitely do not want it to do that, because that can be a disaster. Let's tab.
Tab, connect button.
Is the connect button, which we definitely don't want to go to yet, because we haven't set up anything.
Tab, add encoder button, add encoder button.
There's the add encoder button. Let us tab.
Tab, live recording, checkbox not checked.
Live recording, checkbox not checked. Now, I will explain to you what will happen if we were to check that box after we set up a stream. Let's tab.
Tab, list one, list view, zero items.
List one, list view, zero items. Now, one might think this is a good place to hit your applications key or bring up a menu and try to select a new plugin, a new configuration for streaming. However, if you do that, for some reason, it causes Winamp to get an error and shut down. It may be a bug in the plugin, it may be a bug in how it operates with Winamp, I don't really understand. However, it did this in the standalone version, too, when I tried it. So my guess is that it's a bug. So what we need to do is Shift-Tab over to the Add Encoder button.
Shift-Tab, Lyric, Shift-Tab, Add Encoder button.
And we'll hit space on that.
Space.
Then we can tab over to the list view.
Tab, live record, tab, list one, list view, Vorbis, quality zero, stereo, 44,100, disconnected, 1 of 1.
Now, for some reason, it wants to default to Vorbis. Anytime you add a new encoder, and hit that tab to that add new encoder, add encoder button, after you've already set up one configuration, it will always want to default to Vorbis for some reason. It may be highlighted, and I just can't see it on the screen. JAWS does not give us any indicator. But what we will have to do is change that, so that we can set up the type of configuration we want. So at this point, since we have this Vorbis thing highlighted, we can hit the Applications key in order to bring up our options.
Applications, context menu, connect.
There's connect.
Configure.
Configure.
Delete.
Delete.
Connect.
Connect.
Configure.
Configure and delete. So those are three options.
Connect.
Well, we want to configure.
Configure.
So I'm going to press enter on that.
Enter, leaving menus, configuration dialog, basic settings page, basic settings tab.
Okay, we are at the first tab, which is the basic settings tab. Let us press the tab to see what options are available to us here.
Tab, okay button.
Okay.
Tab, cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab, general settings edit, 0.
General settings edit, 0. We're going to ignore this for the moment because we don't have the right encoder selected. So we're going to tab.
Tab, general settings edit, 44,100.
We're going to ignore that.
Tab, general settings edit, 2.
We're going to ignore that as well for the moment.
Tab, general settings combo box, Ogg Vorbis, 404.
Ogg Vorbis is what it's highlighted as by default. Now for our purposes, I am going to change this to MP3 lame. Now, you will see AAC Plus as an option, and if you want to stream it, that go right ahead. But for our purposes, I am going to set this up to an MP3 lame, the MP3 lame encoder, so that I can configure this if I was going to broadcast, let's say, on ACB Radio Interactive. So I'm going to up arrow till I find the MP3 lame setup.
Ogg flag. MP3 lame. Ogg Plus. MP3 lame.
There's MP3 lame. Now we can shift tab back to those edit fields and fill them in as needed. Okay, so now we go back to where it said okay and cancel. Remember when I first launched this box, it said okay button, cancel button. Now we hit tab and we can fill in the fields that I was talking about.
Tab, general settings edit, 128.
128. Now that is the, you know, we've seen bit rates at 128 kbps, 44,100. Well, this is the first part of that bit rate setup, and we want to change that, at least in my case I do, from 128 to 56.
8, blank.
So I'm going to erase the 128
8, 2, 1.
And type in 56.
5, 6.
And then I'm going to hit tab. So now instead of saying 128, it's at 56. So that is the bit rate that you'll be broadcasting. It's 56 kbps. Let me hit tab.
Tab, general settings edit, 44,100.
That's 44,100, which is correct.
Tab, General Settings, Edit, Who.
Of course, you could set that to 22,050 or something like that if you wanted. Anyway, it says General Settings, Edit, 2. This is how many channels you want it broadcasting. It would be 1 for mono and 2 for stereo. So if you want to set it to mono, you go to 1. Otherwise, leave it at 2 for stereo. That's Tab.
Tab, General Settings, Combo Box, MP3 Lame, 2 of 4.
We already set that, so we can hit Tab.
Tab, General Settings, Combo Box, Icecast 2, 1 of 2.
Now, that's the type of server that's selected. By default, because we had OGG set up here as default, it wants to do Icecast 2. But we're going to set it to Shoutcast.
Shoutcast.
And we can do that by hitting the down arrow. Let's press Tab.
Tab, General Settings, Edit, Localhost.
General Settings, Edit, Localhost. This is where you type in the address of your server. So just for the record, I'm going to put in the ACB server address for broadcasting.
ACB.org.
Then I am going to Tab now.
Tab, General Settings, Edit, 8000.
And that's the port. The default that here is 8000, but you can change that to anything you want to.
8550.
Now I'm going to press Tab.
Tab, General Settings, Edit, Changemino.
General Settings, Edit, Change Me Now. That's actually Change Me Now. This is the password field for your Shoutcast server, so I'm going to change erase it by backspacing and type in the correct password for my ECB server. Okay, I've got that typed in. And you didn't hear me type it in because, unfortunately, it doesn't read star, star, star when you type in the password. It actually reads out the letters, so I had to cut that part out. But generally, that's what will happen. When it comes to your password screen, you'll just back over the Change Me Now and type in whatever the password is for your Shoutcast server. Let's press Tab.
Tab, General Settings, Edit, Stream, Og.
Now, this we can get rid of. This would be what would be the name of the OGG file that a player would use to connect to your server stream if we were using OGG. But since we're not, we can backspace over this and just ignore this edit box because we have changed from OGG to MP3 for streaming. Let's Tab.
Tab, General Settings, Edit, 10.
Now, this box will determine how many seconds the plugin waits before attempting to reconnect to your server if you should get dropped while you are broadcasting. The default here is 10. You can set it to 5, 4, 3, or whatever your little heart desires.
Tab, General Settings, Joint Stereo, Checkbox Checked.
Joint Stereo, Checkbox Checked. That is a lame encoder-specific option. If you go to AAC+, you will not see that. Anyway, I'm going to leave that box checked, and I'm going to Tab.
Tab, Basic Settings, Tab, Basic Settings, Tab.
And we're back at the Basic Settings tab.
IP Settings, Tab.
Now, all you have to do on the IP Settings tab is actually what it sounds like. It's actually YIP, not IP. This is where you fill in your station title and decide what genre and stuff you would like to use for your station. Now, all you have to do when you right arrow over to the next tab is to hit space on it to highlight it. If you just right arrow and hit tab, it will keep you on the first tab and read you the first tab selections that we just went through. So each time you go to a different tab on this plugin, you have to hit space in order to highlight it. We've just done that. I've just done that here while I was looking at this. So I'm now going to take you through and let you hear what options are available.
Advanced IP Settings tab. Tab. OK button.
We have the OK button.
Tab. Cancel. Button. Tab. IP Settings. Public Server Checkbox Checked.
Public Server Checkbox Checked. This determines whether you want your server to be public or private. Let's Tab.
Tab. IP Settings Edit. This is my server name.
IP Settings Edit. This is my server name. This is where you put the title of your stream. So I'm going to put in what I would put in for my ACB shows.
ACB.RADIOS.RATERACTAVESTAESTAESTAVAON.
Tab.
Tab. IP Settings Edit. This is my server description.
This is my server description. If you want to put a description of some sorts of your program in here, you can, or you can just backspace over that and leave it blank like I've done. Let's Tab.
Tab. IP Settings Edit. http://www.odsock.org.
This is the website that you would associate with your stream here. It's odsock.org by default. I'm going to change it to the ACB radio site of interactive.acbradio.org. I'm going to Tab.
Tab. IP Settings Edit. Rock.
IP Settings Edit Rock. This is where you decide on the genre. You probably can put multiple ones in here. I'm going to just put this over to various for the moment. And I'm going to hit Tab.
Tab. IP Settings Irk Edit.
YP Settings Irk Edit. This is if you have an IRC channel associated with your thing. I do not, so I'm going to hit Tab.
Tab. IP Settings Edit.
IP Settings Edit. This is the AOL Instant Messenger box. It doesn't read that, but that's what it is. So I'm going to put in my AOL Instant Messenger screen name.
Tab. IP Settings Edit.
This is YP settings edit again. I'm not sure what this is. This is probably for an ICQ number, because that's what most of the Shoutcast plugins use. I'm not 100% sure, because it doesn't read it and it doesn't tell me, but it is an edit box that you can or cannot fill in. It's up to you. Let's tab.
Tab. IP settings tab.
And that's it. YP settings tab. Very basic tab. Nothing else to it. Now let's ride over to the arrow over to the advanced tab and tell you what's there.
Advanced settings tab.
Let me hit space on this tab, because you can't just tab over. You have to actually hit space to highlight it.
Space.
Like I've done, so let's do that and see what's here.
Tab. Advanced settings page. Archive directory log level log file. OK button. Tab. Cancel. Tab. Advanced settings. Save archive of stream. Checkbox not checked.
Save archive of stream. Checkbox not checked. It is not checked by default. I'm going to check it for now so you can see what the box looks like when you check it.
Space checked.
Now I'm going to press tab.
Tab. Advanced settings. Save as WAV. Checkbox not checked.
Save as WAV. Checkbox not checked. I don't recommend doing that, especially if you have a long broadcast, because that WAV file could get pretty huge. So leave that unchecked and press tab.
Tab. Advanced settings edit.
Advanced settings edit. This is where you type in the directory path of for where your stream should be saved. So in my case, I'm going to put them in the David folder. So
C colon backslash D A V I D.
There's no browse button, so you have to type that in manually like I just did. Let's press tab.
Tab. Advanced settings edit. Who?
Now, this has to do with the level of logging that occurs for the broadcasts that you do with this particular plugin. Now, what the different logging levels are, 2 is obviously the default level here. I don't really know much about it, because when you route JAWS to PC, it doesn't really tell you anything on the screen about what it's about. So what you'll probably have to do is go either to the website or look at the README files that accompany this thing, assuming that they're still there from previous versions. They used to put README files in the plugins folder for this thing then. So I imagine there's something there now where you can just go to oddsock.org and read it, and it should tell you more about the logging levels. Because the only logging I do is for the archiving of my shows, so that's pretty much the extent of that.
Tab, advanced settings edit, S backslash winem backslash plugins backslash DSP podcast V31.
This is another edit box where I believe it's going to save the logs that are created for when you do broadcasting. You can leave this alone. Let's press tab.
Tab, advanced settings tab.
And there's your advanced settings tab. And that is it. That is all it takes to configure this baby. So now I'm going to press OK and show you one other thing, and then you can connect to your heart's content.
Tab, OK button, enter, podcast V3 dialog, list 1, list view, MP3, 56 kbps, 44,100 Hz, stereo disconnected, 1 of 1.
There you go. Now you could set up multiple encoders if you want, but you would have to do what we did before. Tab, go and find the add encoder button, and then make the changes that we made before, and follow the instructions we did before. Now there's just one other thing I want to show you on here before we finish with this. And that is this. I want to tab over to where it says live recording checkbox not checked and show you what that's about.
Tab. Auto connect checkbox not checked.
We saw that box already, so let's tab.
Tab. Connect button.
We don't want to connect yet.
Tab. Add encoder button.
We don't want to add an encoder.
Tab. Live recording checkbox not checked.
Live recording checkbox not checked. Now by default, all of your music will stream out of Winamp if this is unchecked, so you will have to use something like the Line In plugin or the Line Recording plugin in order to have your voice come over the air. But if you check this box,
space checked,
and tab,
tab, live recording combo box, wave out mix, 4 of 4.
There's a few different options. There's 3 different options. It says 4, but there's only 3, and if you up arrow too far, it will again break Winamp for some reason. But mine says wave out mix. Your sound card may say what you hear or something like that. It just depends on the type of sound card you have. But I'm going to up arrow so you can see what else is here.
Mono out.
Mono out, which I don't recommend because you'll have a mono kind of sound if you do that.
Microphone.
And microphone. So what you ought to do if you want to use an external source to play your music, like station playlist, or if you want to crossfade your music, I suggest you set it on to wave out mix, like I have it set right now. And the other cool thing from what I read on their website is you can toggle this live recording feature on and off while streaming. So that is a pretty cool feature. I'm going to uncheck this for now for me.
Live recording check space, not check.
And there you have it. So that's all this plugin involves. And all you have to do when you want to connect is you go in that list view where the different encoders you have set up are. And all you got to do is right-click on each one with the applications key and select connect. And you do that for each one. There's no connect all. I think there should be. And that's one feature that I think would make this plugin really good. But, again, it's a freebie. It's a little better than the one Shoutcast.com offers because we have archiving support in addition to the AAC Plus streaming that Shoutcast offers. And there you got it, folks. That is about it for this tutorial. Let's close out by getting rid of the preferences box, since this is now set up for us.
Alt tab, Winamp preferences, Winamp tab, DSP of tab, DS tab, DS tab, DS tab, DS tab, 3 tab, close button, space, Winamp file tab, podcast V3.
And now we have something very similar to what the DSP Salmon Coders looks like, where we have the Winamp window, and if we Alt-Tab, we have the Oddcast box up, where we can do things like connecting and configuring encoders and whatnot. It's very important that for a first-time user, I can't say it enough, a first-time user of this plugin, you must configure the plugin before getting rid of the Winamp preferences box, or it will disappear. After that, once you run Winamp, you can configure it as much as you want without even using the preferences box again. But for the first time you set it up, you have to set it up with the Winamp preferences box open. Then once you've configured it, you can do what I did, Alt-Tab back, and close it. That's very important. And there's the tutorial. Again, if you have any questions, you can reach me by the_podcaster@wdjm3.com or by my comment line at 206-495-6555. Hope this was of use to you. I hope you guys found this plugin another alternative option for broadcasting. And there you have it. Not necessarily the most obvious and logical of interfaces, but it certainly gets the job done if you're, like me, waiting for the DSP Salmon Coders to get it together and get AAC Plus on the road. All right, folks, that's it for BCT and for me.
Alt-tab,
I hope you
Winamp,
all had a good time.
Untitled.
Take care.